Have you had conversations that you wouldn't want to be published? Discussions with your children's teachers that you don't want your kid to hear? Or a talk with one friend about a third friend that has to remain a secret?
And what if the transcripts were released on the internet? Former Ambassador Ronald Newman says that's what the latest WikiLeaks release is like.
I'm struck by the analogy of what some man might tell his wife about his mother-in-law, that he would not at all care to have his wife then repeat to his mother-in-law, and might find it quite damaging in his marriage.
And if you don't care for the personal analogy, this is government after all, should every conversation with a boss be broadcast for employees?
Maybe government is the one place where we should have no secrets. Or maybe not. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, November 29th, and today it's The Takeaway with Celeste Headlee and Todd Zwillick. John Hockenberry is away. Good morning, Todd Zwillick in Washington, D.C. still.
Hi, good morning, Celeste. It's good to be with you. Well, let's get right to a check on the morning's news because there's lots of news this morning. Hundreds of thousands of pages, a quarter million, in fact, documents, confidential cables released from WikiLeaks exposing the inner workings of U.S. diplomacy. So here's a quick rundown of the revelations so far. Several Arab leaders practically begged the United States to attack Iran and destroy its suspected nuclear weapons program, with the Saudi ambassador to Washington saying it's time to cut the head off the snake. The cables show for the first time the U.S. believes Iran has obtained advanced missiles from North Korea capable of reaching Western Europe. And it also shows the U.S. ordered its diplomats to engage in espionage work, like obtaining credit card numbers, fingerprints, DNA, and iris scans from their counterparts at the U.N. and in other places around the world. Those are just a few of the things we've learned from the latest WikiLeaks release, and the list goes on, and surely more news will come out as the day goes on. Criticism has been coming from around the world. The White House says it's harmful to national security. Many senators are calling for the site to be shut down. One congressman is calling for WikiLeaks to be designated a terrorist organization.
And in the Yellow Sea this morning, a U.S. fighter jet lands on the USS George Washington aircraft carrier during war games between the U.S. and South Korea. Tensions remain high there as South Korea's president announced this morning his country will conduct new artillery drills from the island targeted by Lake the North last week. Here, the military warns residents to take shelter. China is calling for an emergency meeting of the six major powers involved in talks about the Korean Peninsula, but the South says the time is not right. And a political crisis in Haiti. That is the sound of 12 of Haiti's 19 presidential candidates on a stage calling for yesterday's presidential election to be voided. After widespread accounts of fraud, thousands took to the streets to protest. Haiti's Election Commission says the results will count for now. It's not clear if the problems were due to fraud or lingering disorganization because of January's earthquake. In Mexico, the captured leader of the Los Aztecas gang has confessed to ordering nearly 80% of the killings in the border city of Juarez. More than 2,000 people have been murdered in the city this year. And in Iran this morning, assailants on motorcycles attached bombs to the cars of two nuclear scientists as they were driving to work in Tehran, killing one and seriously wounding the other. Taking a look at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are up. The Dow will start at 11,092 and the S&P opens at 1,189. The NASDAQ at 2,534. We also have sad news this morning, the loss of Leslie Nielsen, the Canadian-born actor, star of Airplane, Police Squad, Naked Gun series.
Couldn't believe it when I heard that news.
I know.
Surely you must be joking.
Yeah. Died at the age of 84 from complications of pneumonia. We will be focusing a lot this hour on what the WikiLeaks reveal, and we'll be talking specifically about Iran's nuclear capacity. But you know, as we're coming to the end of the year, and we do have an app assignment for you with your iPhone app, we want you to take a picture or record some sound that sums up the year for you and then send it to thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.